I don't even know what episode this is.
Not quite sure off the top of my head.
Long sabbatical.
We've had such a good time, and thank you so much for tuning into our podcast. If you've subscribed to this podcast and you just got a random notification after like 6 months of hiatus, welcome back. We've actually been recording these for 6 months. We just haven't released them.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. This is we're actually in October.
Our goal was to do them through the open. Seems so long ago.
Man.
But we always wanted to continue. We are going to come back. It's kind of what we wanted to talk about today.
Absolutely.
You know, are you great at starting things and not so great at finishing, or are you great at finishing? You struggle with starting, or are you a ninja at both?
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we found, so we've been gone for so long and so much has changed here at the gym. We have we took a 6 month, we just left town. We have changed so much here at CrossFit and that we've added a whole separate entity, Emerge Bootcamp, that is phenomenal.
Which is going great.
We have some awesome people in there who are changing their lifestyles and becoming healthier, happier people. We've run two New You challenges where we've seen a lot of people come in and even join Emerge and CrossFit classes from there.
CrossFit's growing.
We have our second New You that we were talking about just a second ago is actually running right now. We're in week one, and we've met some really cool people, and we're excited to welcome them in.
PT's grown too. That's exciting. PT and nutrition.
It's been really cool because we've actually been able to work way more one-on-one with some of you guys who are listening, and it's just been so awesome to see not just your physical transformations, but your mental, your spiritual, your whole inside transformations along the way. And we've been excited to be a part of it.
And you just mentioned we're going on close to 3 years.
Yeah.
Like our 3 year anniversary. I don't know exactly what is that. I don't know the date. I don't want to say it. But that's kind of cool just to look and see where we started and where we're at now and just progression. So, Brandon, tell us kind of what we want to talk about when we say starting well or finishing well.
Well, one of the things that you can see is we have throughout this, I don't know, 6 or 7 month period have learned a lot about ourselves. Every time we come into a staff meeting, we're trying to figure out what is each individual coach's strength and what are their weaknesses. And we put ourselves in that as well and trying to figure out, okay, what am I best at? What do I struggle with and how can I get better?
Yeah.
And one of the things that we found,
and we tie that in too with our clients.
Yeah,
when
absolutely.
When we look at our client base and we go, hey, where are these guys struggling? Where are they really excelling? And how can we help them better? It's typically around how are they starting? How are they finishing? And not even finishing, when we say finishing, how are they riding through this journey of staying consistent? So it is both staff and client.
Absolutely. And it's been so cool to kind of have an introspective feel to learn so much more about myself and how I can be a better coach, a better father, better husband, better friend, and even better member here at CFI. I mean, I'm just as much a part of the family as you guys are. So just learning so much about ourselves. And one of the things that we realized, and you could probably even see it when you walk in, we've had this remodeling process. We've grown so much that we've had to change the structure of our physical building. I don't have an office anymore, at least not right now. But we've turned it all into gym space. And we've learned that if you were to pull up either one of our computers at a given time, you're going to probably find 30 to 40 tabs open in Chrome. I'm really bad about marking emails as unread, so I'll get to them later, or pulling up a tab, and you know, so I'll remember to do it later. And as a result, I do all of these starting projects. I start all these things, and I either get to them way past when I should have, or forget to do them all, you know, all together, or not do as good of a job because I have so many other things going. And we've kind of learned that about ourselves and said, okay, here's an issue. How do we fix it?
Yeah.
And so for me, I really realized that whether it's a nutrition challenge, whether it's a weightlifting thing, if I want to try to get a PR on something. I've done all these challenges in my 5-year CrossFit career, and I start really, really well. You know, I really do. I love that day one feeling. I love going and throwing all the food in my pantry away and like resetting and go to the grocery store and restocking with healthy food. And I love that first week and then that second week. And even in our like New You challenges, we run these 6-week challenges, I noticed that about 2.5-3 weeks in, people start to fall off the wagon. Yeah. I start to fall off the wagon. I don't know, you know, and we can kind of target and try to figure out why, but we realize that it's, you know, a lack of consistency.
Yeah. Well, you're sitting here talking, and I'm like, you talk about you love the fact of throwing out the food. You know, my wife, she can tell you, like, if I am reading a book or, like, I have this just grand vision thought, she always knows. She can see. She says she can see it in my eyes. And then I'll just be like, I'm going to do this. We got to do this. And she's like, listening to me. She's really also listening and encouraging me. And then in her mind, though, she's thinking, okay, well, why don't you start here? You know, like, start by, like, making your bed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what, you know, we're trying to teach our kids. But I know that starting is crazy. I mean, so much so that if, like you said, the tabs on my computer, I got all these open. You look around the gym, you know, you have to be like head in the sand to see that there's tons of projects open and not yet completed. The other thing is if you look at my Audible account, I have like 5 books that I started reading.
I'm reading 6 books right now. I'm literally reading 6 books, and I haven't opened a page to any of them.
So I am a little bit into them, but, you know, it's just like, oh, that looks good. Oh, that looks good. My mentor calls it, you know, chasing the rabbit. It's like, oh, my gosh, look at that. Oh, my gosh, look at that. And I think we all find ourselves doing that. I know I'm – and more so, there's probably some of us that go, that is me all the way. And then some of us are very much task-oriented or just like very, you know, like, nope, I start something, I finish it. So that's awesome for you. But maybe you struggle with the starting part.
Yeah.
But, you know, I look at that and I go, man, like, I kind of live in that place. So I think we recognize we all probably struggle with this. Brandon wanted to talk about this and go, okay, hey, this is the issue we want to cover. And then second, kind of give you an example, which I feel like we probably have.
Yeah.
And what are you doing? What would you say you're doing right now for you personally to kind of help for you as well as your nutrition clients, your coaching clients, all that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. So for me personally, one of the things that I've really tried to incorporate is a to-do list. But not just a to-do list, but, you know, as our business mentor talks about, as a done list. You know, I write down all the things that I need to do. And then when I accomplish them, I write them down on a separate sheet of paper on the next page of my notebook, done. And so that way there's this, you know, duality of writing it down once, hey, I've done this. But then there's this like low-hanging fruit of sense of accomplishment of, hey, this is what I've done today. So
real quick, get a piece of paper out. Write that. Step one would be recognizing
you have an issue.
Where you're at.
That you have a problem.
The step two is create a to-do list.
Yeah.
And then right beside of it, a done list.
Right.
And move it over. And I think Chris, one of our business mentor, he said they had like a statistic of a guy who was cutting wood. And if he had wood to split, as he split the wood, he would put it in another pile. And he would be able to look at that pile, hence like in quotations, bright spots, right? That's why we incorporate bright spots. He look at that pile and go, hey, I've gotten 3 logs split. I've only got 20 to go. And then he would keep going. Every time he could look at the done list, it would encourage him to finish the to-do list.
Right.
They did the same thing and they took the logs away so he wouldn't be able to see what he accomplished. And he was less likely to finish because he couldn't see what he had accomplished.
Yeah.
So to-do list.
Right.
With a done list.
And for me, that helps doing it the night before. So at the end of my working day, I like to write down my to-do list for the next day. I need to know going into bed, not that I'm going to obsess over it overnight. I'm done with work. I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to enjoy some time with my family. But the next time when I wake up, I've already got my to-do list. I already know the tasks, and I've got them listed in priority level, and then I'm ready to start my next done list. And it's kind of this extra incentive, like I want to fill up my done list, not my to-do list. And I feel like a lot of you, especially those of you who are listening with busy, hectic lives, you probably feel so overwhelmed by your to-do list, and you're completely forgetting about your done list. But really recognizing, and that's what we love about Bright Spots Friday, is we can actually look back in the week and say, man, this is what I did this week.
Yeah.
And you feel so much better about yourself going into the weekend.
Sometimes I struggle with, what did I do?
Oh, my
and
gosh.
If I didn't make a list, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'll look at my wife and go, what did I do this week? You know, and that just shows that you have so many tabs open.
Absolutely.
And it holds you accountable to, did you finish what you started? Mm. So that's good. So to do a done list.
Right. So I think that's
good. Starting that in the evening.
I think that's going to help you with your consistency as well.
Yeah.
So I think that'll help you finish strong. What about you? What are some things that you're working on?
So kind of piggybacking, one of the things that if we talk about just our staff, and you could take this in your own life, maybe your business, your workplace, or just in the gym, is we meet every Friday around 1:15. And we do a 15-minute stand-up. Typically, we're trying to get it to 15 minutes, you know, but we like to ramble, hence the podcast. But where we stand up, we come together and we list out the three things that we did that week.
Right.
Top three things that we accomplished that week. And then once we finish that, we list out the top three things that we're going to accomplish next week, or we're going to work on next week, meaning I'm not going to start it, but I'm actually going to finish it. I'm working on this, and I will have it done by next Friday. And then we talk about, is there anywhere we're stuck? So it might be, you know, if I'm stuck on something, then I can say, hey, I really need, Brandon, I really need you to help me with this. Or Alyssa, hey, can you help design this for me? So that's one way. The other thing that I'm doing is I'm actually reading a book on how to finish well, not finished, but I am doing that. And then the other thing is, one of the things that I'm recently doing is trying to commit, you know, we live in such an informational age. Mm. Like, you can get information so quick and news comes so quick. And limiting what I'm allowing in, and as important is to what you say yes to, the same way as what you say no to. So for me, making sure that if it's not a priority that week, that I don't allow it into the yes or the maybe. It's either yes or no, not like we talk about not living on maybe.
Yeah.
So those are some of the things that I'm trying to do, you know, like with the list that you're doing.
Absolutely. And I think you touched on something that, you know, we'll probably camp out here for just a sec. But, you know, you talk about our meetings where we do our top three things this week, our top three things next week. Those are great. I think one of the things that is really helpful is, are you stuck? I think it's hard to admit that I'm stuck somewhere unless it's something that I know, like, hey, I need this from another employee. But when you write out your top three things this past week and top three things next week, really be honest and be a little bit vulnerable and say, am I stuck somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's kind of turn the page from business and let's look at fitness. You know, top three things. What are some fitness things that I accomplished this week? You know, maybe it was a PR on one of your lifts or Metcon or workout that you did this week. Or maybe it was that, you know, you drank nothing but water this week. You know, so you had this success, this bright spot. And then you're looking at, what am I going to do next week? You know, am I going to PR again? Are we going to, you know, repeat a benchmark workout? Or am I going to change something in my diet and nutrition? But you've got to admit if you're stuck. And if you're stuck, there's absolutely nothing wrong with saying, hey, I'm stuck somewhere. The reason we all got into the coaching business is because we love helping people. We love working out, but that's not why we do what we do. We love helping you guys, the listener. We're not the hero of the story. We want to see you accomplish your PRs, and we want to see you win and slay the dragons and all of that. So if you're stuck, right, write out your top three this week. What are you going to do next week? Be consistent and ask, are you stuck?
What do you think when you think of stuck?
Yeah.
Like, actually, I wrote a blog. It's called Are You Stuck? I haven't put it out yet.
Okay, good. I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't read that.
I did send it out to an email list. But, you know, for instance, there's one of our clients. I used her as an example, and it was when she started with us about seven months ago now. The last time that she had worked out was 1994. And she loves what she's doing right now. And she was stuck for a while. And I'm just thinking about some of the reasons why she said she was pursuing her business. Like, and she was putting everything in front of her personally. What do you think? And then it was like, you know, I got to do something.
Right.
I know for me where I get stuck, and I'll come back to me. But where do you think people, maybe you or our clients, so they can kind of understand, like, where do you, for example, where would people get stuck in their nutrition or their working out that they might go, hey, I'm stuck, I need some help?
Yeah, so there's definitely, I mean, there's a whole bunch of aspects here that we can dive into. I mean, one are the excuses of, well, I don't have the money to do this, or I don't have the time and energy and resources, you know, when we all have the same amount of 24 hours of the day to devote. So I think that becomes a stumbling block and a sticking point for most people. But usually it's, am I stuck, is whether somebody's hit a plateau or they've either made a mistake or a step back. And I always use this example of when I'm eating really clean for maybe 2 or 3 weeks, I'm really a stickler on my nutrition, and then I go out and I have pizza, or I had this really big cheat night and I binge, you know, it's double stuffed Oreos and Papa John's night. And then the next day, it's really hard to get back on the train because all I'm thinking about is, man, I enjoyed the taste. Maybe I feel like goofy because sick from eating so much food the night before. But it's so hard to get back on the train once I've made a misstep. So I would say when you're stuck like that and you have that, maybe you made a mistake. Number one, give yourself some grace. We all make mistakes. Learn from those mistakes and move on. And get right back on the train.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's accountability that you struggle with. Find yourself an accountability partner, somebody to say, hey, I want to go to the gym 3 days this week. I want to eat healthy 6 days this week. Will you hold me accountable? Maybe as a coach, you know, come to us. We offer programs where we can help you, you know, hold you accountable. We have, for every single member of this gym, 30-minute goal setting sessions that are absolutely free. The coach will sit down with you and figure out what's the best course of action to help you accomplish your goals. Yeah. Fitness, nutrition, lifestyle, we want to help.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think for that, you know, you talk about starting well and then finishing in the nutrition part. The book that I'm reading on finishing, one of the things that he says is, what's the most important day when you set out for a goal or starting something?
Right.
And most of us think it's the day that I walk in the gym and I start.
Yeah.
Like, once I get started. And that's true. That is an important day, right? I mean, every day I feel like it's hard. You know, every day you have to decide. But the most important day that when he said this, I was like, holy cow, you know, this is crazy because this is me, is the day after you don't do it perfect. Mm-hmm. So the day after, you know, that the day that you eat that pizza and those Oreos or go by and, you know, put your hat on, bring it down like I do, walk in, buy a Reese's cup, come out, you know, the day after you do that or the day after you miss a workout or you missed a week, you're typically, if you look back, you're like, oh man, I screwed up. You know what? I'm just going to wait and start the next 6 weeks, or I'm going to wait and start next January.
Yeah.
That's what we do. Mm-hmm. And instead of going, the most important day is the day after I do that. What are you going to decide the next day? You lose it on your kids. You blow up on your wife, whatever that is. Typically, we beat ourselves up and we're like, ah, you know, I'll have to wait till the next marriage seminar to get this right. You know, I have to wait till next Sunday or whatever those excuses are, instead of that next day going, you know what, I'm going to decide to kind of just brush it off, recognize that I screwed it up or I didn't fulfill what I was thinking, and take that next step and just start again.
Man, that's so good.
You know, I mean, I'm finding myself with that, with like, I'm trying to do a Bible reading every day. And if I miss a week, I feel like I've got to go back to the week that I missed before I can start.
Yeah.
And I'm learning, no, Just start with that day.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just the way that we're wired and we think, and it's just, it doesn't help us.
Yeah, and we're big fans of the whole two-brain family, and Craig Heisel is an awesome guy. And one of the things that, and I don't know, we'll attribute the quote to him, I know he said it, but he says he doesn't do hacks. He doesn't do shortcuts. The only way to get from point A to point B is just to work from point A to point B. And if you get off track, you just got to find your way back to the lane and get back on it. You know, don't try to find shortcuts and life hacks to get back on track. Just do the work.
Yeah.
And that's hard because, you know, working is sometimes uncomfortable. Working is sometimes hard, but it's so worth it in the end.
Yeah.
So,
I think you can go back and pick out some of these, write them down, maybe just pick one. One of the things that I would say is, you know, don't try to do all of them, you know, pick one thing and try to do that. I know, like, I was telling Brandon, we were talking about this podcast, one of the things I was learning again in that book was, if you got a goal to lose 100 pounds in 6 months, you know, or let's say the New Year challenge, you wanted to lose 50 pounds in 6 weeks, you need to either break that goal in half,
right?
Or you need to extend the period and go, I'm going to extend it in half. So I'm going to go 12 weeks. Just to give yourself that. You may meet it early, and that's awesome, but I think that's one thing. The other thing is find fun in what you're doing. If you're looking to start your fitness, you know, or you're looking to start a new business, or you're looking to whatever, start a new task, you know, I'm not saying that it has to be fun. Everything's going to be fun. And again, this is going back to this book, and he's like, I know people are going to completely blow up against this, but there needs to be an element that you find fun in. Not that everything in life is going to be fun, but, you know, one of the things about the meal plans that we provide is, you said this in our new you, is there's so many options, and there's so many, so that we can realize, hey, it doesn't have to be boring all the time.
Right.
If you are that type of person where you can just eat the same thing, great, you're going to do great. But if you need that variety, some people need that. But finding the fun in it, if it's, you know, hey, I want to drink water, or I want to show up at the gym, or I want to get this part of my business completed. Find little bright spots, little fun aspects in it. Whatever makes it fun for you, and kind of set those along the way. And then, you know, obviously cut the goal in half. That doesn't mean you're not going to succeed and get that 100 pounds. It means that you're setting smart, realistic goals, and you're giving yourself room in that. It's not downplaying the goal. I think that's where people struggle.
Right. And just to kind of end on this, just to kind of get everything in. So we hear all the time that when people come in and say, you know what, I'm going to take the leap, I'm going to actually change my life. And they use the phrase taking the leap. We want to change that phrase, taking the leap, to taking a step. Everything we talked about today, from making a to-do list, from doing all these things to be consistent and finding bright spots, you just got to take one step at a time, and all of a sudden you're down a mile, you know?
Yeah. So when we went to Chicago, I can't remember the guy's name, but he said, it's simple, not easy.
David Tate,
just such a great message. His message was simple.
Yeah.
It's simple. It's just not easy.
Yeah.
And it's simple in the fact of, do the little things day by day. You mess up, get back up, start again.
We hope you find that encouraging. Again, we're here to help. We love to coach, and we want to help you. So if you have any questions, please shoot us an email, info@crossfitinsideout.com. Step in the doors. Come check out our facility. If you're not a member, you just stumbled across our podcast. If you are a member, set up a 30-minute goal setting session. It's absolutely free. And we hope that you find success, and not just success, but joy in your success along the way, because we have branded ourselves the gym that finds you happy. Hey guys, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, be sure to go on iTunes and subscribe so you get a notification every time we publish a new episode. And while you're there, you might as well rate us 5 stars.